You're listening to a Big Finish production.
The Doctor has betrayed us, but we survive. We always survive. Assessment of all systems.
Orbital propulsion not responding.
Navigational power.
Negative. Dalek timeship drive system overheating, approaching critical.
Strategist, your recommendation?
Contact the engine room. Structural temperatures are under their control. Communications impaired.
Send more drones to stabilize temperatures. We must exit the time vortex.
Impossible at current operating levels. Total system failure imminent. Restore contact with the engine room immediately. Command to engine. Reach. Command to...
Repairs to cooling system failing. The work is obstructed.
One overtime.
Repeat your orders, Bridge. Repeat.
Switching to subsystem communication.
Analysis, strategist.
Delays to repairs are simply an after effect of the initial explosion. The Doctor must have perished in the blast.
Then this is still a victory for the Dalek race.
What is happening? Explain!
Dalek life support failing in engine room.
Why? Engine room temperatures have stabilized.
Readings are incorrect. Monitoring system malfunction.
They are dying in their casings.
The TARDIS. The TARDIS must be moved immediately.
Awaiting orders to evacuate engine room.
No. The Time Lord's ship must be protected.
Our priority is to stabilize the cooling system. There will be no evacuation.
All drones continue work. Ship temperatures must be stabilized.
And that's good.
We have found a circuit not of Dalek making.
Explain.
It has been patched manually to trip the cooling system and bypass our readings.
Reverse the damage and stabilize all systems.
Removing debris.
Bridge command. Bridge command. Bridge command.
I'm afraid they're not listening to you anymore. Mostly because I pulled your comms unit out of the wall. Now, point me to my TARDIS, and I'll be on my way.
switch command to engine room. Report. Communication failure.
This was not caused by the initial explosion.
The problem in the engine room must be dealt with remotely. I will contact the Dalek scientist in the primary laboratory for assistance.
It is a failure of strategy.
Explain.
Your alliance with the Doctor led to the destruction of our ship. Your actions have jeopardized the survival of the Dalek Time Squad. This will be reported.
I will also send a report. I will advise the Emperor to terminate your function and appoint a Dalek specialist to control all temporal activities.
You are not that Dalek.
That shock I gave your friend didn't escape you completely, did it? Or you'd have killed me by now.
How are you alive?
You mean now or in general? Because both answers are quite complicated.
No life form can survive this heat unprotected.
I am no ordinary life form. Scan me. Or did I fry that bit of you too?
Identify yourself.
I'm just a rat in the skirting boards causing havoc. Now, where is it?
You are the Doctor.
Correct. Big blue box plugged it in over there. Turn your back for 1 minute.
You are looking for the TARDIS.
Well, you're a bright one. What have you done with it?
Time, Commander. You have had the TARDIS removed from the engine room. You did not inform me of this action.
Your decision to connect the Time Lord ship to our operating systems endangered both vessels.
The lock shows it was disconnected on your orders. Why was I not consulted?
It was not necessary.
We were using its power to navigate the vortex. Without it, our systems will continue to fail.
Dalek intelligence is supreme. Your alliance weakened our systems.
It was our only chance of survival.
The TARDIS is an alien device. The unknown is a threat to the Dalek race.
It is an invaluable reserve of Time Lord knowledge.
And now it will be under my supervision.
Vessel transferred to bridge.
Bring it inside, Executioner.
Stop. I will supervise. The TARDIS is my jurisdiction. What are these markings on the outer shell?
Testing weapon resistance.
On what authority? You are an execution unit.
Alien technology must not corrupt Dalek systems.
The TARDIS is not responsible for the failings of this ship.
I must deal with the intruders. Ultimate authority override.
The Dalek time ship has been scanned. No intruder was found.
Scans inaccurate. I will purge all alien life. Search and destroy.
What of the remaining cargo?
It will be eliminated.
You require authorization from the scientist.
Authority override. Purge commencing.
They will send others. You have no escape.
There is, for a rat in a cooling system that services every part of your ship. Where's my TARDIS?
You have been inside the cooling vents.
Propulsion thrusters, service modules, everywhere you've had trouble, to be exact. So, if I can find my TARDIS and get off this ship, that trouble will go away.
You have made an error.
Perhaps I should try the primary laboratory. Your scientist must have an interest in my ship.
Providing this information is an error, cooling system will be repaired. You will die.
I'm afraid it's you that are making the error. come any closer, you'll run into a bunch of live wires.
Repair systems, exterminate the intruder!
I did warn you. Now, which vent leads to the primary laboratory? Eeny, meeny, miny.
Repairs to laboratory and payload systems nearing completion.
Good. You will assist in coordinating repairs to the main energy grid.
I am making my assessment for the primary laboratory. I will require an interface with the engine room.
Communications are problematic. You will find another way.
It is the most efficient solution. We must harvest parts from the Time Lord vessel.
That is not possible.
You requested my assistance.
The TARDIS was considered a risk to our systems. It was disconnected. You will utilize your own resources.
This decision is unscientific.
It is the order of the Time Commander.
We need navigational power. Vortex stresses will break up the ship.
All power is being used to stabilize vortex effects. You will find another solution.
What is the situation assessment?
The scientist is re-evaluating.
There will be no more failings in the chain of command on my vessel.
Bridge. Proceeding to next section.
I will also reevaluate that chain of command.
Explain?
It is not wise to give the execution unit such agency. I was not consulted.
The execution unit is our most efficient defense.
It has conducted unauthorized tests to gain access to the TARDIS.
It acted on my command!
Primary laboratory to bridge! Diverting power from primary laboratory to essential systems!
Do not delay! Begin immediately!
This procedure will disrupt environmental and cryogenic systems! It will be irreversible!
This is of no concern.
The cargo will wake from stasis in the holding chamber. Survival is unlikely.
Only Dalek lives matter.
Move! Access to cryo chamber denied.
Move!
Access to cryo chamber
Authority override. Emergency purge in progress.
The cryo chamber is operational.
All alien life forms to be exterminated. Move.
Access war chamber is in flux. Is hazardous to Dalek units. Entry will cause terminal corruption to your personal systems.
I shall return.
Energy transfer from cryogenic 60% complete.
Still insufficient. Divert power from more non-essential systems.
Cutting primary laboratory environmental controls. Gravity, airflow, lighting. Multiple systems non-functional. I am losing control!
You are experiencing zero gravity. Engage your elevation unit.
I cannot power the thrusters for long.
Are all your subsystems diverted?
I will confirm.
Repeat. Repeat last. Signal. It corrupted.
I did not cut communications power.
No, I did that. Whoa! I'm very jealous of your personal thrusters. I'm terrible at zero gravity. Get far too excited.
Doctor!
See, you've been cooped up in the lab too long, forgotten how to shoot in zero gravity. You're at recoil is a nightmare.
Primary laboratory communications lost.
This is expected with the transfer of power.
The scientist is required.
Blackout will be temporary. With drive system stable, we can navigate out of the vortex and contact Dalek Command.
We must find a suitable destination before the ship disintegrates.
Our primary concern is to contact the Emperor. We will be stranded.
You forget what we possess. A TARDIS.
Is your work?
You're doing way more damage to your own lab than I did to the engine room.
You must avoid me every time. I need only hit you once.
With each shot draws precious power from your gravity thrusters, and when they run out, well, we will just be floating on air together. Like this.
Whee! What are you doing? Release me!
Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum! Oh, come on! When did you ever feel so free? All the weight of your casing is like a visit to the swimming baths. Da-dum, da-dum,
desist, da-dum! Desist!
Now you're just shooting valuable equipment. I'm right behind you. Give in! Give in to the anti-gravity!
Bridge command! Bridge command!
You all shout for bridge command. The time commander and the strategist are sitting pretty up there. They don't care about any of you, especially you.
They will find you. You will be exterminated.
Hush now. No one knows I'm here. It's just you and me. Now, tell me, who or what is waking up in cryogenics?
Groff?
Can't...
Breathe, Groff.
I can't move.
You can. Muscles won't work yet. Stop trying. Just breathe.
We're still on the ship.
Groth!
No, no, no!
Get your strength first, or we'll die.
Now, if you would just take us over to the right, I need to reach some of this floating debris.
What are you doing?
Salvage. It's quite legal on a wrecked ship. You can't shoot up all this handy equipment and expect me to ignore it.
You will desist.
Oh, you tease. Left, left, left. Now that bit looks interesting.
The executioner will find you. It is not merciful.
Oh, they've got better things to do now you're waking up your passengers.
The cargo is no longer of consequence.
But they were important enough to keep in cryo storage. Been picking up souvenirs from your travels?
Worthless. Inferior species from a planet of no significance.
One thing I've learned about Daleks, always assume the opposite of everything you brag about. I take it these specimens were more than usually resistant to your arrival on their planet. Thought so. One of your conquests fought back and won, did they? So you stole some of their strongest fighters to examine.
The Daleks did not lose the conflict on Trelassa. We destroyed Trelassa.
Trelassa? Why does that ring a bell?
They are not fighters. They barely survived Dalek questioning.
Yet you kept them alive.
Their stay has been terminated, as has yours.
You are forgetting you are the only one who knows I'm here, and no one is rushing to see why you have gone quiet.
How long does this take?
Oh, I don't know, Groff. I've never been subjected to cryosleep before.
You're a scientist.
We can't have been in stasis for long. We'd be muscle locked.
Can't stop shaking.
But your body's trying to raise your temperature. Just let it.
They're coming.
Shut up.
I can't.
Rub your legs. Get the blood flowing.
I'm not staying here.
Run. You'll cramp up if you run too soon.
Not staying.
Are you sulking? I trust you even less when you're quiet.
Your time is limited, Doctor. Assistance will arrive soon.
I'd be sparing with those thrusters. You've got no arms to flap when they run out.
Dalek systems are more useful than your flail appendages.
What have you been doing? No, you don't want to mess with gravity! Ah! Well, thank you for breaking my fall.
My vision is impaired.
What did you expect? You shot up your own dilator panel. Gravity tends not to be gradual when you destroy the dimmer switch. That's a problem with a hot temper.
You will be exterminated!
Your gun stick is bent. I would avoid shooting your own eye stalk for now.
Bridge command!
Trelassa, now I remember. It was on the list of planets in the Raxian Library.
The Raxians failed to eliminate Trelassa, but we succeeded. The Daleks proved superior to both races.
Hard to believe, with you lying there like a broken flower pot.
Bridge command!
So Trelassa resisted the Raxians, your greatest threat, which also made the people of Trelassa a threat. You thought both races might be superior to the Daleks.
Incorrect! The Trelassans were easy to destroy, and the Raxians were devolved.
What? You devolved them? The entire Raxian race?
They were inferior.
I stopped a war on Rax. They were going to dismantle their weapons.
They could not be trusted. The Executioner was deployed.
And the Trelassans? How many did you capture and experiment on?
We extracted everything of use from their people. Only two remained for further analysis. Their chief of defense and their senior scientist.
So your cargo is the last two survivors of their race.
Listen, it's coming back.
Grum! Control your breathing.
Go!
You can't run. You'll pass out.
I need to get out.
What is wrong with you? Use logic.
It will find us, Tiska. And it will do what it did before.
The moment we touch that door, we're dead. You know this.
And what is your plan? Sit here while we thaw, waiting for a slow death. Not me!
Ralph, if you operate the door...
I just can't!
Prompt to cryo chamber, locate and exterminate alien cargo.
No, you don't.
Too late, Doctor. Your sabotage has caused their complete extinction.
Then I shall just have to divert the attention of the bridge. Doctor to bridge command. Doctor to bridge command, this is your favorite Time Lord. And you should see the state of your laboratory.
Have you all been?
It is not possible.
Verify the origin of this signal.
I see your ship is not too well, careering through the vortex on the verge of destruction.
Transmission source, primary laboratory.
He was destroyed.
The sabotage to our communications, the engine room, the laboratory.
Not even Dalek units survived the failure of the cooling system.
Come on, don't be shy. We're feeling lonely here. Your scientist is all bent out of shape.
Doctor?
Hello? Is this the Time Commander? Are you sending all your drones for me?
You have been busy about my ship.
You know me, never bored. Now how's my old strategist chum doing?
How did you survive the engine room?
Because I am very clever.
Oh, and with the help of a little shield gadget I was given on a lovely place called Athana. Hot little planet, hot little gadget. No heat gets through, none gets out. It beat your heat-seeking scans every time.
You have been resourceful.
You getting mushy on me, or are you just keeping me talking till your drones arrive?
The drones are not essential.
Really? Because I can hear them gathering outside.
I need assistance. I am impaired.
Oh, and your scientist was attacked by gravity like a big ugly apple from a tree.
Either they will destroy you, Doctor, or you will find your way to me, and I will destroy you.
Why should I come to you?
Because I have your TARDIS.
Do you?
It is here on the bridge, should you wish to see it again.
You'll see, Doctor. You have been outmaneuvered. Now you'll see the superiority of the Dalek mind. Your TARDIS is the one thing you need to survive, and it is in our possession.
Idiot! There is nowhere to go.
Away from the alarms is a start.
Chamber, halt! Receiving new orders!
No!
Quick! The other way! Grob, what's the matter with you?
It knows we're here. The Dark One!
Move!
They've stopped.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Drones diverted to primary laboratory! Way away!
They're moving away.
I don't believe it.
They follow orders. Something's more important than us, which is good.
Unless it stopped them. It knows.
Something is wrong with the ship. Can't you tell? There's chaos everywhere. The cryo chamber malfunctioned, maybe. Maybe the alarms aren't even for us. We need to hide, search for an escape vessel.
Yes.
But while you're obsessed with the Dark One, you're a danger to both of us.
Come to the bridge, die in the lab, make up your mind.
There is no way out for you, Doctor.
Nor for you either, it seems. Can't be much of a morale booster being shot at by your own workforce.
I will be repaired. You will be exterminated.
Repaired? You mean replaced? That's what Daleks do, isn't it? Replace the ones that fail.
My actions have been instrumental in stabilizing the time ship. The commander and the strategist came to me. I provided a solution when their plans failed.
If I was so indispensable, I'd wonder why I've been relegated to a glorified engineer. Stuck in a lab, well away from the bridge, no real power.
Cat got your tongue. Don't be insulted. Nothing wrong with being a glorified engineer. I should know. But then, I'm a better one than you.
You have abused yourself, Doctor. Shredding our wires, crawling through vents like vermin. Now we have found you. Now it ends.
The Doctor is trapped. If he does not die in the laboratory, he must face me.
You cannot let him near the TARDIS. You should have told him it was destroyed.
Then he would have nothing to lose.
You are not a strategist. You underestimate the mind of your opponent.
Again, you betray your allegiance to the Doctor. Perhaps you should join him in extermination.
Listen. He is manipulating a Dalek scientist. One of the most intelligent among us. You do not know the danger he is. Forging an alliance was the only strategy.
That time is over. Our systems are repairing. His sabotage has stopped. Soon we will navigate out of the vortex. He will be dead before we land.
Surrender or you will be exterminated.
The drones are almost inside the laboratory. You are running out of time, Time Lord.
The interesting thing about vermin is how industrious they are. People just see the mess they make and they call in the exterminator. They forget that each task had its own reasoning behind it. Finding bedding, warm food.
Explain.
My point is that all that clattering in the skirting board is a means to an end. A nest made, a family fed, a device or two made out of scrap. As you can see, I like salvage, and I'm a better engineer than you are.
I am not an engineer.
No, because if you were, you would know that if you make a device pulled together from scrambled cooling parts and the inside of an electrocuted drone, you can plunge that device into a control panel and drain all the power from the lab.
Stop him! You will learn. You cannot trap the Doctor. He is too dangerous.
Bridge control to primary laboratory.
All primary laboratory systems are down.
It was controlling our power grid. All shields, all defenses. The ship will be torn apart in the vortex.
Hello. You two must be the cargo.
Who are you?
Fellow lab rat escaped from the lab. No time to explain. Now, somewhere here is another drain pipe. We need to be gone from here. Those drones back there will be powering up soon.
What did you do to them?
Reverse kinetic pulse field takes the potential out of potential energy.
What?
Immensely clever, but never lasts for very long. Then there's the others who were out of range and on their way in. You see, there's always one. Now, we really need to move.
Oh, no.
It's shooting its own drones.
I never liked that model.
Run!
No, I have a faster suggestion. It's not fancy, but it's better than a drain pipe. The executioner's on its way. Now, jump! Sorry, should have warned you, that's a steep one.
Where are we?
We're right under the lab. So, not as far as I'd like. Still, if we go along, back up.
No, it'll find us. It'll never stop.
One of the enduring features of a Dalek. Now, which way to the bridge?
The bridge? You're insane.
You want off this ship? Trust me.
Run!
Yep.
Bridge command to primary laboratory.
You are responsible for this. You formed an alliance with the Time Lord. You brought him onto this ship.
My alliance was a temporary strategy necessary for Dalek operations to protect our timeline. You are attempting to avoid blame.
A Time Lord was granted access to a Dalek timeship. This was a failure of strategy!
He is attempting to destroy the Dalek chain of command as he destroys our ship. If we do not trust each other, then the Doctor wins. We must remain united.
Keep going!
No, we're going the wrong way. And they cut us off. If we head up again, past the lab... Now, I warn you, climbing these is not nearly as much fun.
Off! We're wasting time!
Don't you see we're being herded? If we must enter the lion's den, I'd rather take them by surprise.
How did you mean, off the ship?
I have a vessel. It was brought on board.
Did they capture you too?
At first, but then I volunteered. I find I can always do the most damage inside a situation.
The Daleks are your enemy.
We go back a long way.
They are new to us.
Come on!
What is your name?
I'm the Doctor. Hello.
This is Groff. I am Tisker.
W- What are we doing? Introductions? Forget it.
He can help us.
When have we ever needed help from strangers? What is the way of our people?
You seem to have forgotten, coward.
Say that again.
That's interesting. I've seen marks like that before.
What?
Your injuries. Neutronic laser burns made by a specialized Dalek weapon.
You know a lot about them, don't you?
More than enough. And you are no coward to be scared of a Dalek executioner. If we run, Groth, I want to make sure it's in the right direction. It's coming down through the levels. This way!
Achieve its objective.
At what cost to the Daleks? It will not listen to orders. It uses maximum offensive capability. It endangers the ship.
Isolate the path web of the execution unit. I will communicate directly.
Isolating.
Will be purged.
Your function is impaired.
The Doctor will be exterminated. All aliens will be purged. Permission to send drones to neutralize the execution unit.
Denied? Drones are no match for it.
Our primary objective is to exit the vortex. The executioner must be stopped from damaging this vessel further.
The unit is dedicated to the Dalek cause.
It endangers our survival in its pursuit of the Doctor.
The Doctor will die, and we will present his TARDIS to the Emperor. All outcomes result in Dalek victory.
Not if we are destroyed first.
Oh, weapon store!
I didn't see one.
Now back there!
Oh, you want to go back there, where that thing is?
I have a better idea. You see that door with the viewport? That's an internal bulkhead, designed to withstand pretty much anything. If we enter and seal it behind us, even an executioner will take a good while to blast its way through.
But if I'm fast enough...
You're not thinking clearly. You've seen how it moves.
All we need is one of their guns.
We need shelter, not weapons.
What?
To sit things out for a short time.
This ship is disintegrating.
A very short time.
Waiting for death is not the Trelassen way.
Groth, listen to him. He knows the Daleks better than we do. Even with a gun stick, you will be no match for the Dark One.
The Dark One?
I know you want revenge, but the Daleks are different. And if the Dark One finds you, your death will not be quick.
If I find the weapon store, at least my death will be on my terms.
Groth!
Section clear. Rocket and purge aliens. Where is it now?
Still in outer saucer section. The cargo has separated.
They are attempting to outmaneuver it. The Doctor wants his TARDIS. I will be waiting.
Is the primary laboratory operational?
Approaching full capacity and subsystems only.
Give me pathway contact with the Dalek scientist.
He'll die! It'll kill him!
Tiska, listen to me. Listen to me. You said it yourself. It moves too fast and there'll be no stalling it in conversation. We need to get behind that bulkhead door and think.
But Groth...
is on his way to the armory. He'll be a kid in a sweet shop. Now, quick!
Oh,
happens.
Keep your eye on that viewport. It won't be long.
I don't understand him.
Groth is no fool. He's just afraid.
It is not the Chalessan way. Groth is war security prime, top level. They are not bred to weaken like this.
Bred?
It has dominated him. He is fixated.
Torture is very different to battle tactics, Tiska.
I know that. You underestimate what we are, Doctor. And now there are two of us left. There will soon be one. I must go back.
Don't move.
Through the viewport. Movement.
I see it.
What is it doing?
What it does.
I have restored power to your laboratory, scientist. Do you understand your duty?
You are overriding the orders of the Time Commander.
In event of direct threat to Dalek survival, the strategist takes precedence. You will obey without further question. If the executioner succeeds in breaching the internal bulkhead, it will compromise all efforts to save the ship. You must find a solution to shut down its systems immediately.
Agreed.
Purge all aliens. Exterminate. Exterminate!
It'll get through. It's a matter of time.
Yes, but time is a wondrous thing. A great deal can fit into a single second. Our main problem is patience. And I've never heard much of that.
The creature is insane.
The Daleks are inherently unstable.
But the synaptic function of a Dalek is clean, self-serving. This one's a paradox. Its programming to kill has overridden all logic. Oh, programming. It's so easy to forget they are not machines.
You sound more fascinated than afraid.
Scientific interest overrides fear. I took delivery of several damaged drones before my capture when we discovered their biological core and ran tests.
You experimented on Daleks?
It is my function. To process and adapt optimum materials for the furtherance of our race.
Well, I've never heard it called that before. Furtherance, supremacy, upgrading. Funny how different races disguise eugenics.
We do not disguise our work. It was central to the Chalessan breeding program. Groth's work was limited. He only had psychological defenses. One session with the Dark One was enough to destroy that. We needed external armor. That shell. If we had possessed such armor and such singularly concentrated thought, the Chalessans would have won.
The Chalessan way?
Never assist, never desist.
Internal bulkhead at critical.
Where is the execution unit getting its power?
The unit has had freedom to self-regulate its systems on your orders.
Override it!
The execution unit's power systems are isolated.
On your orders.
It must be stopped!
The other thing about time, of course, is that it goes so slowly.
Is this how your people wait for death? I admire your self-control.
My people? No. My people were never very self-controlled when it came to their own destruction.
Are you the last of your kind?
Not at all. I'm by far the nicest, though.
Doctor, look! The viewport! It's Groth!
Looks like he took one of everything.
That got your attention. Turn around, you monster. Turn and face your enemy.
What is he doing?
I presume shooting something in the back is not the Chalessan way. Come on, Groth. As long as he does enough damage, we can get him to safety.
That's right. Look on the enemy of your making. When they made me a soldier, They told me I would never take a wife, have a child. They said attachments are a weakness. That was a design fault. Instead, I became attached to every member of my corps. Every man, woman, and child I defended. The people you killed, tortured, before my eyes. Every scar you gave me is just another reason to pull the trigger and destroy you.
Dalek guns cannot penetrate the casing of a Dalek executioner. It would be a design fault.
No!
No, Tiska, I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
It won't stop. It just won't stop!
Internal rocket structure critical!
Strategist, assist!
Bridge to primary laboratory report.
Analysis complete. I cannot override the programming on the execution unit.
Why can it not be controlled?
Because of your orders.
You have no permission to leave the bridge. You will stay and assist. Stay and assist.
Bridge command, I have a suggestion.
I can feel the heat on this side.
Don't worry, not long now.
It stopped. What's it? It's just standing there.
What are you up to?
Power! What are you doing?
Hacking the path web. Internal Dalek communications. It's listening to someone. Let's find out who. Clever Dalek.
What?
The scientist is giving the executioner the key, telling it how to open the door to stop it blowing the ship apart.
No!
Don't worry, time is on our side.
You keep saying that! What are you waiting for?
Bulkhead door to bridge. How are we all doing?
Doctor!
It appears you have a dilemma.
Explain.
The release codes for the internal bulkhead are simple enough to apply. Or at least they would be if your crazed Rottweiler wasn't programmed to destroy. Its entire being favors the blast of a gunstick over computer codes. Look at it! Completely frozen as its systems battle internally. You've given it a key, but it really wants to finish smashing down the door to get to me.
Our objective was to halt it. The Dalek time ship is stabilizing. Your sabotage is ended. Our scientist is fully operational. We will exit the vortex while the execution unit is occupied fighting the override. It will not win. And you will not win, Doctor.
That's one thing you never give a Time Lord. More time.
Explain.
Primary laboratory to bridge command. I have detected a device of unknown origin linked to my systems.
What device?
Unknown!
Tharnan, actually. You call it simple, remember? When we were floating merrily around the cabin at zero gravity, simple but powerful.
What is this?
Your scientist knows. A handy shield that absorbs an enormous amount of heat and transforms it into energy, used mainly to power itself. Unless you're a little rat in a vent with some time to fiddle and turn it into a bomb triggered by the internal systems of a Dalek scientist.
You lie! You had no time!
I'm a Time Lord. Seconds beat in both hearts. No one knows how slow and fast a second ticks by better than me. And as soon as you came back online, you started a countdown.
What?
Are you serious?
Doctor!
I must admit it's a close one, but my money's on your executioner opening the bulkhead door 2 seconds too late.
Override accepted.
The ship! It's breaking apart!
Just that side of the bulkhead. The executioner didn't unlock it. The lab has blown out and taken part of the hull with it, but we are in the central control section. Nothing on this side will be sucked into space. We're safe.
But Groff!
Don't look, Tisca. I'm sorry.
No.
Divert power to shields!
Diverting power will reduce navigational control!
Seal the bridge!
We have lost outer saucer sections, primary laboratory, weapon store, and payload module.
Irrelevant.
Dive system compromised.
Locate the doctor. I will see to his extermination.
They've sealed the breach. That'll have cost them. I'm sorry, Tisca. I hoped we'd have a chance to save Groth.
It is irrelevant.
You are allowed to be angry. He was a brave man to face down a Dalek executioner.
It hurt him. He wanted to hurt it back, but it showed no such weakness.
Weakness?
Back on Trelessa. The Dalek executioners tortured indiscriminately, but not for enjoyment. It was simply their purpose, to instill fear. Strangely logical.
Daleks don't run on logic. They run on hate. Far, far more dangerous.
You said you had a vessel.
I do indeed.
If we could capture one of them, take it with us.
What are you suggesting? You'd like to continue your experiments on board my ship?
I am the last of my kind, but I can still be of use.
Tisca?
Look out!
Doctor!
You found me. Well done.
I made for the Eye of the Storm.
Ingenious as ever. Tisca, this is my ally, I suppose. The Dalek strategist.
Ally?
This is Tisca, but I suppose you've already met.
I have no interest in cargo.
Rude. I think you'd find Tisca extremely interesting, and you seem to be lacking a scientist.
You outwitted the science unit.
Shame. He was a very good waltzer.
He failed. He would have been terminated.
You see, Tisca, the Dalek mind. You give all that help, but make one mistake.
Daleks do not make mistakes.
I am alive. Your biggest mistake.
On the contrary, your survival is paramount in my plan.
You didn't even know I was here.
I suspected. Analysis of systems failures showed increasing probability of alien interference.
And you kept that to yourself?
Your sabotage was sufficiently complex to suggest a random fault pattern to a less strategic mind.
I think that was a compliment. Although not to your commander. He's going to be very cross with you when he finds out. Now, one second. I presume you'd like this conversation off the record.
What are you doing to the comms unit?
The Dalek pathway records everything. Unless I tell it not to.
You are correct in your assumption, Doctor. The commander will terminate both of us.
I think you need a lift.
Take me off this ship, and you will live.
What is this? It's making a deal.
You see? Smart. And you put her in the freezer.
We need your TARDIS.
Which is on the bridge, with your commander.
How can you trust it?
Because it wants to live. Survival instinct distills the mind beautifully, making it predictable.
They have a weakness.
Riddled with them. Pride, arrogance, vanity, greed. And don't get them talking. They can be tediously pedantic.
Fascinating.
Yes, all of that in a mobile armory.
Identify life forms.
I have captured the Doctor and one of the alien cargo. Requesting entry to bridge command.
Identifying.
Will we meet the one in charge?
Yes, he's very chatty.
Enter.
There she is. Hello, old girl. You've scraped her.
Move away from the TARDIS!
You put a big scrape down her side.
You intercepted the aliens of your own accord.
The Doctor had access to all communications,
It was best to act alone.
Why have you brought the cargo?
Oh, I insisted.
You insisted?
Naturally, Tiska is the last of her race, more valuable than anything on this ship.
Exterminate her!
Not without destroying me.
Agreed. Exterminate them both!
No, the Doctor will be spared.
I will destroy the Time Lord. I will deliver his body to the Emperor.
Told you, vanity.
That's your spaceship. That box.
It wasn't that battered when I left it.
Stop!
What are you doing? Move aside!
You are not seeing logic. We must bring both TARDIS and Pilot before the Emperor.
The Doctor is too dangerous alive!
You have failed to access the TARDIS. It cannot be done without the Doctor's assistance.
He will not cooperate!
That is why I have the alien woman. Bring her to me.
No!
Let her go!
You said she was valuable. I will see how valuable she is to you.
Doctor!
This was not the deal we made.
Silence!
What deal?
Your strategist and I have an alliance, remember?
A false alliance. Made for the benefit of the Daleks.
Check your pathweb records. Play back our conversation by the bulkhead communicator. Time stamped by my sonic screwdriver, you'll find several seconds deleted.
Verify this?
The Time Lord lies. No significant information was lost.
Recording located.
You are correct in your assumption, Doctor. The Commander will terminate both of us.
I think you need a lift.
Take me off this ship. And you will live.
What is this? It's making a deal.
Oh, my mistake. It wasn't deleted. Funny what gets missed, you know, in all the chaos.
You are a traitor to the Daleks.
And you are incapable.
Exterminate!
Trust the strategist to be quicker on the trigger.
You have destroyed the Time Commander!
He was no great leader. Get back!
Exterminate! All drones, exterminate the strategist!
Come on!
We're going into the box!
We're going into the box! Yep. Oh, and you can play one off against the other. That's another weakness.
Huh.
Now, we don't have long. They took their eyes off the ball. Their ship is about to disintegrate in the vortex. Yes, it's bigger on the inside.
Well, of course. How else would all this fit inside?
You are alarmingly logical. Oh! There goes their ship.
That's very close.
They're cutting it rather fine. Split seconds are quicker than even I expect sometimes.
Space-time vortex.
Say goodbye to it, Tiska. We're out of the dark times.
I am not defeated. I will survive.
How many are out there? Dalek ships, Dalek worlds?
Depends on one's perspective. A Dalek would say not enough. I'd stay away from them if I were you. Let's find you a corner of the universe they haven't discovered.
I am not afraid of them.
Always be afraid of Daleks, Tiska. It's a mistake I've made before.
But all the weaknesses you listed.
The sum of your weaknesses can be your greatest strength. The more races you encounter, the more true that is, for good and for bad.
I don't understand.
And then you need to meet more of them.
Where?
Places with other kinds of people. You can learn about the infinite variety of the universe through experience, not experimentation. That's the problem, using science to perfect your own race. You pulp and sift away the good bits in pursuit of an imagined ideal, blinding yourself to the monsters you are becoming. It always ends with monsters, Daleks, Cybermen.
Trelassans.
It's where you were heading. But you have a unique chance, an opportunity to change the course of your people.
My people? I am the only one left, Doctor. The lone survivor of a dead race.
Tiska, don't you see? You are so much more than that. You are the last of the Trelassans. You, and you alone, get to decide their future. Take care of it.
Oh, I'm not even sure I belong in this universe anymore.
But you do. There is somewhere for everybody. Let's find your place in it together.
What about you, Doctor? Where's your place?
Everywhere. Nowhere. To be honest, I think you're sitting in it.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Time Lord Victorious, Mutually Assured Destruction by Lizzie Hopley. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann. The Daleks, Nicholas Briggs. Tiska, Samantha Bayart. And Groff, Wilf Scalding. The producer was Alfie Shaw, script editor Matt Fitton, director Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery. Hello, my name is Alf Shaw, and I'm the producer of Mutually Assured Destruction.
They will send others. You have no escape.
There is, for a rat in a cooling system that services every part of your ship. Where's my TARDIS?
You have been inside the cooling vents.
Lizzie has taken that premise and just run with it and done an amazing job. I really love the fact that you have the paranoia of all the different Daleks coming into play. There is a real risk with Daleks that they do just become these foot soldiers to other figures, particularly Davros. So it's great to have a story where they're not only their own individual personalities, but they've got different agendas. So the strategist is serving himself and the commander's serving the Emperor, and they're playing off against each other. And in the middle of that, you've got the Doctor desperately trying to stay alive and desperate to get back to the TARDIS. One of the interesting angles when we were developing the story was that the battle this is a fallout of, we don't see an audio that occurs in book two. And so it's a bit like the difference in Blake 7, where they all go off to fight. And then the next episode you've got is the fallout from the battle. And you don't really know what's happening, but you're just thrown straight into the action. And it's quite a nice way to open a story, really. You're just going, wait, what? No, hang on. Okay. And I mean, you can work out that the Doctor and the Daleks have fallen apart, and it's all gone to ruin because the ship is on fire, and that's never a good sign. And it's great to explore that in such a cramped and dangerous environment, because in the previous story we had the Doctor trying to play nice with the Daleks, and in this one it's I am going to find you and I am going to destroy you.
I'm Paul McGann, and I played Doctor Number 8.
You are the Doctor?
Correct.
Well, well, well. Whose idea is this? The more I think of it, it's a really smart idea. I mean, it's a huge shot in the arm. It gets everybody working together. It gets everybody at it. It, you know, gives the fans what they want. And like you say, you know, to have some huge, overarching, intertwined story to work on is a brilliant idea. This is the future, kid.
Release me!
Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. Oh, come on! When did you ever feel so free? All the weight of your casing is like a visit to the swimming baths. Da-dum, da-dum,
desist!
Da-dum.
Desist!
It was really nice to have a little kind of dance sequence. I think that's what we've been missing, actually, mostly. We need more musical numbers.
Hello, my name is Scott Hancock, and I am the director of Doctor Who Mutually Assured Destruction. What's been really nice about this run of stories from He Kills Me, He Kills Me Not, is there is a definite flow from one story to the next, and there's a lovely development. I mean, you could argue that the first story is more disconnected than the other two, just because the other two feature Daleks more prominently. But actually, there's a definite through line in this idea of planets being erased from time and the whole temporal anomalies that the Doctor and the Daleks are seeking out that threaten their existence. And I think what's been really lovely going through this is just clocking various little moments, which, having spoken to Alfie and also James Goss, who's overseeing the wider project, there are just little hints that tie in to the comics or the books and, you know, all the different media. So that, you know, not knowing what's going to happen, those, it's lovely to have these three scripts that work really well in isolation, but also quite exciting to know that if I do pick up those books or comics, it will form part of a much more cohesive, grander narrative.
Hello. You two must be the cargo.
Who are you?
Fellow lab rat, escaped from the lab. No time to explain.
The casts in these stories are quite small and contained, which is lovely, particularly for a Dalek story, where they're normally, I don't want to say more epic, because the stakes in these stories are huge, but actually we focus much more on the intimate emotional drama by looking at it through the lens of different characters. And in this case, it's the final two survivors of this world. It's Groth and Tiska, who emerge from cryosleep. And again, it was just a lovely opportunity to work with Samantha Bayard and Will Scolding, who are two of the loveliest people to work with, and brilliant actors and fantastic radio actors as well. So pairing them up for this was a lovely, lovely thrill, and we just had a lot of fun. And I think there's, you know, actors really enjoy being in a Dalek story, no matter how much exposure they get to the Daleks. You know, just the idea of being in a scene where you hear someone screech exterminate in the background always excites people.
Hello, I'm Samantha Bayart, and I'm playing Tiska.
My people! I am the only one left, Doctor. The lone survivor of a dead race.
So when I got the script, the character Tiska doesn't appear till halfway through, so I had to, you know, obviously read from the beginning to get the context, and just love the Daleks all arguing with each other in their very bureaucratic kind of way. The great challenge with Tiska is this is someone who's very logical, obviously, and not emotional, being put under great emotional duress. So that's been quite interesting to play that push me pull you of just realizing maybe you're a little bit out of control and whether or not you choose to suppress that or not. So did I draw on any specific influences to play them? So in the Torchwood world, I play Orr, who's quite a similar character in a way, in that they're quite logical and a bit sciencey and normally the smartest person in the room. Except with Orr, I will lower my voice quite a bit, so they're more genderless. With Tiska, I was able to play more the upper register of my voice. I wanted to contrast Tiska against Orr. So Orr's not afraid of emotions and empathy and all those good things that make Orr so wonderful. But Tiska is really discovering this side of herself, and maybe where it's been a source of shame, it's now something she's starting to own a bit more.
Oh, I'm not even sure I belong in this universe anymore.
But you do.
So how it's been recording in isolation, I'm lucky enough to have a home studio, so it's not too different from what I've been used to. But I've not recorded with Scott before over Skype. Wi-Fi seems to be the biggest challenge, and hearing some of the direction coming across, but that seemed to get sorted out. And recording with some tablet technology as well, which has been fun. No page turns, though, so it's all good. So I've had quite an experience in my career doing sci-fi and fantasy audio. things like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and Neverwhere. This is my first time up against the Daleks, and I survived. So how awesome is that? And I got to diss the TARDIS a little bit, which was really fun. Yeah. Good times.
I am Wilf Scolding, and I play the part of Groth.
This ship is disintegrating.
A very short time.
Waiting for death is not the Trelassen way.
Well, so my character is an ancient cryo-frozen alien from times gone past. So obviously I had a great deal of experience to draw from there, having been cryogenically frozen myself. Now, actually, I was thinking a lot about, and I might get shot for this by Big Finish, but I was thinking a lot about Star Wars and how Han Solo, because that's the only time I've ever seen it live, well, not live, but on film, and how Han Solo sort of reacts when he's defrosted, as it were, thawed. For a previous Big Finish script, I played a character who was a Dalek. So that was really fun because I got to play with the voice effect. They put it on so I could hear it through my headphones and it was more like that. It was great fun to play with. But then this script, I'm on the other side of that. So I'm playing a character, Groth, who's running away from and challenging Daleks and is on the other side of that hugely intimidating, destructive, exterminating force.
Hello, I'm Nick Briggs, and I'm the voice of the Daleks in Mutually Assured Destruction.
You have been outmaneuvered. Now you see the superiority of the Dalek mind. Your TARDIS is the one thing you need to survive, and it is in our possession.
The Dalek characteristics of each personality have been defined so clearly in the script that... It's done a lot of the work for me because you bear that description in mind in your head for each Dalek voice. And I do alternate them. I don't do all one character, then go back and do all the other character. It's, you know, I switch from one to the other. Once you've got those ideas firmly in your head and they're very strong ideas, I think that gets you through. And hopefully it's... I'm used to reacting to myself... I started at a very early age, you know, playing with tape recorders when I was a kid and playing all the characters in Star Trek and Doctor Who, you know. So that, in a way, is how I came to acting as a child, being all the parts. So being all the Daleks and talking to myself, this maybe sounds unhealthy, but it just seems normal to me.
You are a traitor to the Daleks, and you are incapable. Exterminate!
It's really difficult. The whole thing about favourites, which Dalek is my favourite in the Time Squad? I don't know, they all offer so much, don't they? The commander who kind of thinks he's a bit of an emperor and kind of has a sort of, pompous voice, and the executioner who's just crazy. I think the executioner is someone who is... a barely restrained lunatic killer, and a sort of cross between that and Donald Sinden doing those church architecture documentaries, which were lampooned on Not the 9 o'clock News, if anyone is following this reference at all, with Griff Rhys-Jones doing Donald Sinden impersonations. I digress. I can't narrow it down. The ancient-sounding Dalek strategist with that husky quality, or the Alec Guinness, Michael Wisher... scientist. I don't know. They're all so well defined in the writing. They're a joy to act, and it's difficult to work out which one gives me the most pleasure. Over to you.
Hello, I'm Lizzie Hopley, and I wrote Mutually Assured Destruction.
The other thing about time, of course, is that it goes so slowly.
Is this how your people wait for death? I admire your self-control.
I was already working on a script for Matt Fitton when he got in touch and said, do you mind putting that on hold for a bit? And would you be interested in a Dalek story? Yes. Massively. Especially when the one-line story I was given was, Die Hard on a Dalek Time Ship. There's no, not saying no to that, really, are you? So that one was a given. And then, of course, I agreed to do it. And then panicked because that's quite big. And the responsibility suddenly hit me and thought, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do this. How about you write a synopsis of it all and then I just fill in the numbers. I like doing that. Someone gives me a story already and I just write the character, the dialogue. This one, Die Hard on a Dalek Ship. Take that and run. Terra Firma was my first introduction to Big Finish, and what could be better than a Dalek story where I play the Doctor's assistant, albeit in a parallel universe. It was a baptism of very nice fire, and never forgotten it. That first time you hear the Dalek voices done by Nick through the cans is something you never forget. And of course, meeting Paul McGann all quiet in the corner of the studio, keeping himself to himself, it was quite, quite surreal. And then it comes to life over the cans. And that is a lovely thing, writing, having acted for Big Finish, and I still do because I write parts for myself all the time. it is brilliant because you hear everybody in those booths and you feel and see the script come to life. You hear it and you see it. And being able to hear it come off the page like that helps you so much as you're writing because you know exactly what the actors need. You know exactly how much they can do, so how you can give them a lot less than you think. But you also have to create that picture, the soundscape for the producers, the engineers, the people who are going to be creating that world and making it sound how you need it to sound. And also coming up with how you need it to sound. I don't know what a Dalek time ship sounds like. So you have to go, oh, you have to find a different language to describe sound.